presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. United Auto Workers union officials say they expect to be back at the bargaining table tomorrow. The union says it's made counterproposals after the last offers from the big three automakers. But as KMOX reporter Sean Malone tells us, union members are digging in for the long haul.
Auto workers at the General Motors Assembly Center in Wentzville, Missouri are in their first day of striking, but how long do they anticipate the strike will last?
No idea. The last one we did in 2019 went 6 weeks. So we'll prepare for that and hope it's shorter.
Among the union's demands are a 40% pay raise, an end to tiered employment, and the return of pensions. Sean Malone for CBS News, Wentzville, Missouri.
Hurricane Lee is expected to be a tropical storm by the time it makes landfall tomorrow in eastern Canada, but much of the New England coastline will get the storm's rain and wind. Maine could get the worst of it. WGME-TV's Dan Lamparello.
MEMA says it's still anticipating widespread damage. Director Peter Rogers says they've been in contact with the state's major electric utilities, which are mostly worried about tree damage after the already wet summer we've had.
The trees are full canopies right now. They have all the leaves on the trees. The roots and the ground is soft. So pretty much the whole state is in that same situation. The winds will be stronger on the coast, but as you probably saw, they are going to start moving inland too. So you know, that's why we looked at having the whole state declaration.
Federal prosecutors want a gag order to prohibit former President Trump from disparaging those involved in the election subversion case against him. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
I think the special counsel is becoming increasingly concerned because he knows from other cases regarding January 6th that are being tried in D.C. that potential jurors are hearing these remarks.
Texas's suspended attorney general will have to wait another day. No verdict tonight in his impeachment trial. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Texas Senate deliberations broke down Friday night. They'll have to decide if the state house made its case to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton, Republican House impeachment manager Andrew Murr.
Ken Paxton abandoned and betrayed his conservative principles and his commitment to family values, the law, and his oath of office.
Paxton's accused of using his office to help a campaign donor subvert an FBI investigation. Paxton's attorney, Tony Busby, targeted the House.
Impeach the attorney general of the state of Texas, and then they spent months and months trying to collect evidence to support it, and they did not.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Days after the wife of the convicted drug lord known as El Chapo got out of prison, Mexico has extradited his son to the U.S. to face drug trafficking charges. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bear tool free up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit nooneMissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 53. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Isolated rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 73. Lows around 49 tomorrow night. High of 70 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 71 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board. How are you feeling, Greg?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the sun's out.
The sun is out. It is very humid, though.
But it was raining so hard this morning, and now it's not.
It must have been further south, because I only had some patches on my drive-in this morning.
Downpour.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that means the humidity broke.
Yeah.
Well, coming up this hour, in the bottom of the hour, we want to hear from you on how do you watch your TV now? Are you still paying for cable? Do you pay for cable? And on top of that, do streaming services? Are you all streaming? How many different streaming services do you own or do you subscribe to? There's so many different ways to piecemeal how you get your content, and none of it is that cheap anymore. And so this is all springboarding off of the fact that there is an ongoing kerfuffle between Disney and Charter. And so wanted to just discuss like what this could mean for TV in general, because this could be a juxtaposition or turning point for
good words.
The industry. But for now, because we had so much to get through in the previous segment or the previous hour regarding Janet Protasiewicz and the GOP's attempt to impeach her, despite the fact that she has not even heard a single case yet, and she has committed no crime, no misdemeanor, and has not done anything corrupt, they seemingly are going to march forward, and so we will see where that goes. But I wanted to get to some headlines, so the good, the bad, and another reason not to move to Florida. So this popped up in my inbox yesterday, the press release that for something that I think a lot of us knew was coming, but yesterday afternoon around 2 p.m., for immediate release, Melissa Temple files First Amendment lawsuit against School District of Waukesha. So, I think most of us who've been following the case knew that this would likely happen. But if you are not up to speed on who Melissa Temple is and what the controversy was in Waukesha with the Waukesha School District, let me fill you in. So, Melissa Temple was the first grade teacher in Waukesha, who earlier this year, after finding out that Rainbow Land, a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, would not, her first graders, not just her first graders, but all of the first graders in the school were planning to sing that song in a school concert. It got nixed. And this is after a series of things that have happened in the Waukesha School District regarding what, if rainbows can even be shown and what signs can be had and just in general, some anti-LGBTQ rhetoric that had been going on in the district. She went to Twitter to let people know that this happened and seemingly then had ramifications that ended up with her getting fired for that tweet. So that is, especially when it comes to being a public school teacher, you don't have the same protections as far as, I mean, like though they have more protections than at-will employees and who, you know, we've seen people who have viral videos of things that they do outside of work that then get them fired from work. And that's legal. Whereas this situation, because she's a government employee, it's a little different. So she filed in the federal lawsuit Tuesday against the district and specifically Superintendent Jim Siebert, which is quite the move on the first day of school. You know what I mean? Of just like, welcome back to school. Here's a lawsuit that you get to deal with this school year. And so she claimed that she was, quote, retaliated against after she exercised her right by tweeting and engaging with the media last year. So, like I said, she spoke out against the administration's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land. Then the school board voted unanimously to fire her in July, saying she had violated district policies when she posted about the ban on social media rather than discussing the matter with her immediate supervisor. And Siebert said Tuesday he found out about the lawsuit through the media and that they are going to work with their legal counsel on next steps. But so we will see where this goes. But it's going to be, she's requested a jury trial and is seeking an order declaring that the Waukesha School District and Siebert violated her right to freedom of speech under the First Amendment, reinstatement to her former position, or an award for lost wages and other financial compensation. So welcome back. We'll see where this goes.
Welcome back to Rainbow Land.
I know. This is truly...
All over some kids singing a song.
I know. A song that's... All of the lyrics are about inclusion and being like in a happy utopia.
Yep. Not in my America.
But yeah, so... We'll keep up with that saga. I already got in contact with her, and we'll see if we can get her back on the show.
Excellent.
But some bad news. So we've had Mayor Katie Rosenberg on this show multiple times, and specifically about a year ago, maybe exactly a year ago, we had her on for the first time when the show was still really new to talk about their Wausau's new filtration system and how hard she had worked and people in the city had worked to get the funding, get the all of the things in order to get this filtration system in place for the people of Waukesha, or no, of Wausau. And so I was heartbroken for them and all of the work that they've done to read this headline of PFAS breaks through Wausau's filtration system, exceeding levels proposed by state health officials. And it's so disappointing because it's still lower. Like it's, I think they were clocking in when you read, this is an article from WPR and they notified. So the Wausau Water Works notified residents this week that sampling showed a mix of PFAS chemicals at levels at 22.7 parts per trillion. So that's just above what the state's proposed groundwater standard is, which is 20 parts per trillion. But previously, when they first found out, like before the filtration system was in, it was something like 70. So it's still way lower than it was. So it's not like this, the filtration system just doesn't like stopped working, but it's still an indicator of how hard this problem is going to be to solve. And truly, I think it was a couple weeks ago we had a guest on from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And it's just, I read off in the last 24 hours when he was on, headline after headline, like there's now like a PFAS headline almost every day because This was today, as far as the filtration system in Wausau, but simultaneously this week, another headline, Forever Chemicals found in Wisconsin River, lakes near Stella, raising concerns over fish. And so now, it's everywhere. And what's so frustrating is that even when people as responsible and committed, like Mayor Rosenberg, try to get systems in place to try to fix the problem, we're still, the technology's not there yet that it can necessarily be as reliable as we need it to be. So that's crappy. And then finally, another reason not to move to Florida.
Hold on, let me get my checklist here. I got a lot of reasons.
So we've talked a fair amount about, I think it's State Farm and I forgot who the other insurance companies, but more and more trying to get home insurance in California or Florida is becoming harder and harder because it just, as a business model, doesn't make sense for insurance companies to insure your home when you're choosing to live in a place that has this year has already been hit by one hurricane. I haven't actually seen totals of how much damage is it. Was it Idalia? Idalia? It was something like that. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But the how much damage that hurricane, the most recent hurricane, did to Florida. But it's still hurricane season. And so holding your breath that another one doesn't come, another one isn't really bad. But similar in California, fires, mudslides, lots of different things. And so places that it's hard to get your home insured. But the other thing of value that you have to insure is your car. So car insurance for U.S. drivers was 16% more expensive in July than it was a year earlier. And some states are experiencing hikes over 50%.
Jeez.
And why? Mostly because rising repair costs and increase in disaster-related claims. So states prone to floods and natural disasters like Florida had some of the steepest hikes. So if we look at this, even in Wisconsin, Wisconsin had a 22% increase. North Dakota had a 5% decrease. So I don't know what's going on in North Dakota. And Georgia had a 24% decrease. So this is from Washington Post this morning. I'll put it in the show notes today. But, I feel like the increasing costs of what you need to spend to be able to live in Florida really offsets the no income tax.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Of you move there, no income taxes, which probably, depending on how much money you save or you make, saves. If you make a lot of money, I know it could be a lot of money that you save. But if you're in the 50,000 where most median incomes are, how much more are you now spending in repair costs or insurance premiums? I don't know. I would be interested to see for someone to do that math as far as what the offset is between no income tax, but here are all these other things you get to pay for just for the luxury and the privilege of living in Florida.
Okay, that's a sentence that goes a little far.
All right. When we come back, we want to start to hear from you. We already got a couple texts on this, but how do you watch your TV? Streaming, cable, mix of both. Do you not watch TV? Are you one of those who just reads books?
I don't even own a TV.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch television these days? We want to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. Good song choice.
I totally forgot that song exists. I love that song.
Who sings it?
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Is it really?
57 channels and nothing on.
God, and 57 is like a small
it's
amount
adorable.
Now. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
When we were at trying to get all the TVs on when we were at the debate 2 weeks ago at Whitetail downtown, just the cable package of like, you're in like the 575 range. You're like, I just need to find CNN. Like, how do I find this? Jesus.
Can someone find me news?
But yes, so the Disney charter fight, people are saying that this could be the start of like the idea of the TV bundle breaking. But I feel like in general, TV has been breaking, or how we watch TV or how you choose to watch TV has been breaking for a while. But the financial dispute between Disney and Charter, it kind of just highlights the growing tensions between content providers and then cable and satellite operators as cord cutting threatens to permanently unravel the cable TV business. And basically why this matters is if this fight isn't resolved, the entire business model for traditional cable TV industry could collapse. And I'm also just interested, like, how many people will that affect? Because as of right now, with the Spectrum, like Charter Spectrum Disney feud, it's affecting about 15 million people. And I'm interested because then simultaneously I saw information or the data that showed that broadcast and cable made up less than 50% of TV usage back in July. So like, I'm interested in hearing from you, just how are you getting your TV these days? And so we already have Peter on the phone from Delafield. Peter, how do you watch TV these days?
Streaming. Yes. In fact, I was setting everything up yesterday because of the NFL starts Sunday, and I want to be sure I get as many games as possible at the same time. And I was a DirecTV subscriber for forever, and I cut the cord in June when they gave up the Sunday Ticket, and it went to YouTube, and I haven't looked back. Sunday Ticket is $300 a year. I got back in June, and I'm paying about $77 a month for YouTube, and I have been paying $200 a month for DirecTV, which I had to get in order to get the Sunday Ticket. You can get the Sunday Ticket standalone if you so desire. And the only regular TV I might watch is MSNBC and Turner Classic Movie. And you're paying $200 a month for two stations.
So, yeah, so you were like, I'm done.
Yeah. So get yourself Roku boxes and or sticks. I got a couple of Roku sticks, and you can stream to your heart's desire.
That's what my wife and I do.
So, yeah, so not disappointed. There's nothing that you feel like you're missing out on as far as since you've cut the cord?
No, I have an over-the-air antenna in my roof, so if I want to watch local channels that way, I can still do that.
Okay.
But you can still get them as part of your YouTube package.
So here's a question then, because I feel like you're listening to the show, so maybe I already know the answer, but the only thing I feel, where do you get local news from? Do you watch that at all on television, or do you just read the paper and listen to civic media or do it on the radio?
I tend not to watch local news because I'm not from Wisconsin originally, and so I'm not as much
interested
in Wisconsin news. But I do read, I would like to get the New York Times every day, but they feel they shouldn't deliver to this affluent area in Delfield for some reason.
Huh.
But I like to get the New York Times. I subscribe to it online. And I'll get the journal on Sunday as well.
Got it. All right. So just everything you need, you're getting from YouTube Premium right now.
Yes, I'm getting all my streaming from YouTube, and other than the over-the-air antenna as a backup.
Interesting. All right. Thanks so much for the call, Peter.
All right.
That is super interesting. And so, Greg, you were saying before. So you guys, is it just YouTube?
Well, no. We do Hulu, Disney Plus. Oh, no, you're counting them.
No, because we do a lot of them, too, yeah. So I'm not trying to embarrass you guys, but this is part of the question.
Yeah, we got Disney, Hulu, we've got, my gosh, Max, we've got, I'm trying to think, we got a couple others, too. Netflix, of course, and then we have add-ons within, so like on our Amazon Prime, we add Showtime and other channels, so we... There's a lot.
And so, but you don't have no cable subscription?
None.
None whatsoever?
None whatsoever.
And you still feel like, but then you do, and so you get all the sports you need through the ESPN add-on?
Yes, on Hulu. Yep.
But doesn't that limit you only to the games or sports that ESPN has?
Yes, it does.
The rights to?
It does. It makes baseball very difficult to... watch because baseball is all over the place.
Yeah,
it's on
totally.
Bally's, it's on YouTube, it's on Apple TV Plus. We have Apple TV Plus. We have all these different ways, and there's no like concrete way of finding the actual stuff.
Do you just have to Google every time there's a game, like how to watch Brewers
yeah.
today?
Or I just kind of watch it on my phone, like the updates that come through,
like the highlights.
Yeah,
see, that's how I prefer to watch baseball, anyways.
I
feel like besides going to a game, when my parents were in town this weekend, we had the Brewers game on both Saturday and Sunday because my dad wanted to watch, and Mike was horizontal healing anyways. And those were the first time. It was fun. I do like this. Have you gotten up with the speeded up game? Are you on board now?
Yeah. The changes. I'm less whiny about now. Yes.
Great.
A 2.5 hour game I can handle.
All right. Well, how do you watch television? Are you still on cable and streaming? Are you just streaming? Are you just cable? Are you like Peter and you have YouTube Premium? We want to hear from you because it's changing and it could change and force you to change. So we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch TV these days? Come back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note that said bye-bye, John. Our love's 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. So I bye-bye, John. Our love's 57.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 53. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Isolated rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 73. Lows around 49 tomorrow night. High of 70 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 71 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board. And since we had Jane in our opener for this hour, a reminder, Jane will be back next week. We've missed her terribly. We're very excited for her to be back. But Greg, you've been doing a wonderful job. But yes, Jane is not. Jane still works here. Jane's coming back. Jane just needed a very well-deserved vacation because she is, even at 63, a workhorse. Yeah. And so that woman is the epitome of the word professional as far as how much she shows up and puts into this. And the show would not be the same without her. So we're very excited to have her back next week. But who's here this week? As always, it's 11 o'clock on a Thursday. So it is time for public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Doctor, how are you doing?
I'm so excited. We've got so many great things to talk about today.
We do. So we have some questions that came in last week that we did not have time to answer. So we're going to get to those. If you have any questions that you want us to answer, text them in now so we can make sure to try to make time to answer them because we only have two segments today. So the doctor will be here until 11:30, but 844-967-2789. Any of your health questions that you anonymously, if you want to text in, if you want to call in and just have Greg repeat the question or come on air with us. It's totally up to you. 844-96-PARTY. But I have my own, I guess, kind of just general question, but I went to a physical therapist this week because I've been some of the advice as when you're pregnant, as you probably know, lots of people give lots of advice as far as what worked for them. And this is from everything from being pregnant, recovering from pregnancy, all of the things. And one of the pieces of advice I got was do not skimp on physical therapy. And in America, we're not always great at taking care of women after they give birth. And one of those things having to do with your pelvic floor. And so I made the decision to go see a physical therapist even before I'm giving birth to start figuring out how my pelvic floor is doing. But not only that, because I feel like we think about pelvic floor with women a lot, but having a husband who is recovering from an anterior lumbar spine surgery, which means they went through the front. And so he's basically dealing with a C-section incision right now.
Poor guy.
He also has pelvic floor like things that are popping up. And so what is the pelvic floor? We already learned, I think, already that, Greg, it's not flooring that goes in your house.
Whatever. I'm just working out an endorsement for Blifford. That's all I want.
So what we'll is the importance?
We'll get to Greg's pelvic floor later. But we all, men and women, have a pelvic floor. It's really just the muscles that hold up your bladder, and women, your uterus, your bowel. And it's a complicated network of muscles. It's so complicated that when I was in medical school, the first thing that you do as a first year medical student is you have a class called Gross Anatomy, and you literally
Gross Anatomy?
Anatomy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. G-R-O-S-S or G-R-O-W-T-H?
G-R-O-S-S, like everything. It means everything. We do like a general survey and we literally like dissect a cadaver. People donate their bodies to science and we take our time and we learn by dissecting bit by bit, but we don't do the pelvis because the pelvis is so hard and so complicated that you have to take actually an extra class. Unless it's changed in the 20 years since I've gone to medical school, the pelvis is just a really hard place. And it's hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to talk about because, you know, it's got a lot of organs that are difficult for us to talk about in a social way. Mm-hmm. But it has a huge impact on lots of different parts of our lives, like constipation, urinary problems, pain for men and women. If we don't have a strong, appropriately functioning pelvic floor, it can cause tons of common problems.
And so it's different than your abs. Mm-hmm. Like your abs sit on top of your pelvic floor. Is that basically visually how you should think about it?
Yes. I mean, you know where your belly button is.
Yes.
Those are...
Well, not anymore. I don't really have a belly button these days, but go on.
You know where your belly button is usually located. Usually. So those are your abs, your rectus muscles, and your transverse abdominis muscles, like on your, you know, your front. But your pelvic floor is really your bottom. So like for women, if you put your finger in your vagina and just squeeze, you can usually feel your pelvic floor muscles squeezing around your finger. Same thing as far as your rectum goes and your urethra, all of that, all of those muscles together function as the pelvic floor, but they have to squeeze when they're supposed to squeeze and they're supposed to relax when they're supposed to relax.
And that's
Kristen.
What I found out this week is that I don't have so much of a problem with the strength. It's the letting go part of being able to actually relax that I never knew was a issue. And now I do. And so it's interesting, though, because it's something that they like were trying to figure out, because even both, I mean, in general in life, but also to like during childbirth, mm-hmm. being able to like release your pelvic floor is going to be important. Right? Mm.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many people I've seen who are struggling with the pain of early labor with their contractions, and they're really fighting it and they're really having a hard time. And then they get an epidural that allows their body to relax, and their body just goes whoosh, and their cervix opens up and their labor progresses. So there is definitely a physical component to the stress involved there, whether you are over exercising and you are putting too much tension into your pelvic floor because you're trying to do the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have a chronic medical problem like constipation or vulvodynia or some sort of endometriosis, some sort of condition that causes chronic pain that causes you to be, you know, consistently squeezing and pulling back from that pain. Well, there's this negative, there's this feedback loop where your body is responding to that pain by contracting that muscle, and that muscle contraction is causing more pain. Ironically, but because we don't think of it in terms of pelvic floor, and we don't think of it as something that can be resolved with physical therapy, with exercises, with breathing, we often seek other things. Like if we're constipated, we look for, you know, a laxative or yeah. something else to help us relieve that problem. And sometimes it's multifactorial. These problems, although they're very common, can have a lot of different origins. It's really great for me as an OBGYN doctor to know that you are seeking help from a pelvic floor physical therapist, because this is such an underutilized resource and so, so important for so many of us.
And I really didn't, and until someone suggested it to me, it was not something that was like an obvious, versus I've heard in Europe, it is a very obvious thing that is like prescribed to everyone instead of you having to take the burden on yourself to seek it out and ask for it.
Well, think of conventional medicine. You go to the doctor and your doctor's like, I don't know, what do you need? Surgery, medicine, or yeah. a referral to physical therapy? And the physical therapy referral is the hard thing, because you have to actually put time and effort into it, and you have to do your breathing exercises and you have to practice those relaxation techniques. And it seems very like earthy and not like real medicine, but it is. It all fits together. So maybe there is a medicine that you have to take, or maybe there is a surgery that you need, but the physical therapy component is just as important as those other pieces.
And so does it seem, as I said, like, I feel like when I've heard about pelvic floor stuff, I've heard about it in context with childbirth, postpartum, you know, women after they give birth, the stories of like peeing your pants a little bit every time you do a jumping jack or stuff like that. But like, it's also the same thing for men. And so how does it differ when we're talking about men, whether it's with a surgery or in general of like a pelvic floor that's weak or a pelvic floor that can't relax?
It doesn't really differ. I mean, obviously our anatomy is different and, you know, they don't go through the process of childbirth, but they still, and I am not a man, I do not take care of male patients. So to be very clear, but they still have issues with constipation and urinary problems. I mean, prostate issues are very common in men, especially as they age. If they're having pain or difficulty with urination, they may be clenching their pelvic floor, and that may be leading to a very similar problem that you're dealing with right now.
And so that's a suggestion of also physical therapy, mm-hmm. a starting place.
Yeah. Physical therapy, massage, relaxation, breathing. I mean, so many different things that, you know, again, we don't think about that because it doesn't fit into our vision of what doctors provide what medicine is, but really it all goes together. We are holistic beings that require a lot of different types of inputs, but first we need a good diagnosis. Yeah. And it's brilliant that you went to the physical therapist while you're still pregnant. I wish everyone had the ability to do that, because then you know, like, I'm going into this really important event in my life where I really need to understand what's happening with my pelvic floor. And then afterwards, you'll have made that contact before. And if you're having issues and you're looking for ideas about what can I do to strengthen my pelvic floor, you already have a strong pelvic floor. Do you need to do Kegels? No, you should not do Kegels. But maybe somebody who's having urinary leaking, maybe Kegels are the right solution for them. The only way that you know what the right solution is by talking with an expert, getting that evaluation, figuring out what the problem is, and then getting a treatment plan set up for yourself.
And I will say, so I got to have like an evaluation, and there's this thing with like a flower. Have you seen this before?
No.
Basically, it's like in your ability to like do a Kegel and like tighten up or relax. And if you could tighten up, the flower closes. And then but you need to be able to relax for the flower to actually open again. I did not have many blooming flowers. That was my takeaway from my physical therapist. And so I'm happy. I am very happy I went. And I think it is something that's good to talk about, because had I not had someone recommend it to me, I mean, I don't think I would have thought about it at all. And now I have the opportunity to, I'm going to go in again, and we're going to try to find like different positions where I'm better at relaxing to like take that information into trying to have this baby instead of just relying on an epidural. But I'm not no hero. I probably will be having an epidural. Let's be honest.
We have to allow your pelvic floor to bloom and not just be a bud.
Exactly. All right. When we come back, we have some questions that we're going to get to from last week of yours. If you have a question for Dr. Lyerly on any health topics, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bug Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and it is Thursday at 11:20. So Dr. Kristen Lyerly is still here for our segment, Public Service Announcement, where we take, you know, a lot of my questions about pregnancy, but also women's health, but also health in general. And we always welcome your questions for the doctor at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And last week we had a couple questions come in before we had time to actually answer them. So let's jump right into those. And the first one is there any correlation between getting COVID and very shortly after getting shingles?
That is a really good question. And it seems like there is, especially in older people. We know older people, like older than 50, are more likely to develop shingles. So there was a study done in 2022 that showed that people 50 or older with COVID had a 15% higher risk of developing shingles. And there was another study that showed that people with severe COVID, like in the hospital, had a double the risk, so twice as high of a risk of developing shingles. The theory is that COVID debilitates your immune system, and shingles is this really insidious virus that many of us get when we're kids. Chickenpox, it's the chickenpox virus. It doesn't leave. We don't get cured of it. It just sits there in our nerve roots while we're healthy and we have strong immune systems, and it just waits for us to get sick. Hmm. And at that point when our immune system is vulnerable, it's like, ah, now's a good time. And it just busts out one of those nerve roots and creates this horrible shingles disease. So that's what the basis is. COVID weakens your immune system and just gives that other virus an opportunity to strike.
So we all, if I'm going to hear any right, so basically if you've had chicken pox, which people our age definitely did, younger people now that since the vaccine have less. You've had it. Wait, what? You had chicken pox twice?
I got chicken pox twice when I was little.
Is that normal?
Yeah. I mean, not normal, but it happens.
Is Greg normal?
No. Is that your superhero origin story?
Yeah, because my superhero life's really panning out for me right now.
Chicken pox man.
My superpower always going ugh when I wake up or get up.
That's the thing. So you get shingles, or you kind of always have it, and it just flares up.
You have the virus. It's kind of like herpes. It is herpes. So like think of genital herpes. You know that if you get it, you never get rid of it. You have it forever, but you can take medicines. And when your immune system is intact, you generally don't have to worry about it. Your partner needs to know about it. You can still transmit it, but it usually doesn't cause a problem until your immune system is compromised. Huh. Same thing for shingles, but we tend to see it with herpes. We see it like in pregnancy sometimes, or when other medical illnesses happen. With shingles, it's when you get older. And it's not just COVID. It can be a ton of other things that activate that latent virus that's just sitting there waiting. Some people get it, some people don't. But importantly, there is a vaccine that prevents shingles. It's very effective. It's 97% effective for people between 50 and 70. Yes, it is easy. You can get it. Insurance covers it. Anybody older than 50 can get it. And man, if you've ever had shingles, I'm sure our listeners out there who have had shingles are like, please get the vaccine, because it is incredibly painful.
I've heard that.
My sister
Your sister had it?
Yeah, my sister got it. She described it to me, and it sounded horrifying.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, our next question was, do you have any tips for dealing with perimenopause and hormone imbalances?
Yes, I do.
What is perimenopause? What is that? How is that different than menopause?
It is the process. So the perimenopause means like the time around menopause. Menopause is defined as 1 year after your last menstrual period. So you don't actually know that you're in menopause until it's been a year since you've had a period. And it's a lot trickier to diagnose if you don't have a uterus, because then you're not having periods, or if you're taking medicine that prevents you from having periods. So it can be kind of a tricky diagnosis to figure out exactly when you went through menopause.
Huh.
perimenopause is that time that starts in like your, you know, mid 40s or so, goes to about your mid 50s. And women experience a lot of changes as our hormones are just changing. Sometimes they're failing. Sometimes there's too much. We can have hot flashes. That's one of the most common symptoms. Vaginal dryness is a common symptom. Night sweats. You may be great one day and not so good the next. Your energy can fluctuate. You can be depressed. There are so many different ways that perimenopause can manifest in women. And that's why it's really important to talk with your healthcare provider about what your symptoms are so that we can direct the treatment to solve your particular problems. Also taking into account, what are your risks? Like, for example, if you are at risk for osteoporosis, many of us are, maybe if we have low BMIs, if we are smokers, if we're heavy alcohol users, if we have a family history, previous fractures, then maybe we need to think more strongly about, are you a candidate for hormone therapy? Or is there a different kind of osteoporosis treatment? The perimenopausal, the period that we go through, is there's so many different things that can happen. So it's really critical that women talk with their providers about what are their risk factors, what are the symptoms that they're experiencing, and what are the options for me personally.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, do we have time? You said there was a caller who had a message to relay.
It was Tom from the contest before. He's a listener. He loves the show, and he says that he loves this segment. He loves listening to you talk about what you talk about. He learns, and he wishes it was an hour long.
Well, maybe we'll have to consider that to be an option. All right. Thank you, Tom, for that message. Thank you, Dr. Lyerly, for being here. As always, we will see you next week. We'll see if I have any more pregnancy questions because we'll be at the 2-week countdown. But have a great weekend.
I'm sure you will. I can't wait. I'm so excited for you.
3 weeks, baby. All right. Thank you so much. When we come back, J.R. Radcliffe is here with a sports update. Don't go anywhere. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come back. J.R. Radcliffe is here with a sport.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing
surgery. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.